Ladies and gentlemen, we present a radio program in English.
I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
And now, on London Taxi Radio, it's the Mick the Brit broadcast with Mick the Brit, broadcasting from a secret location south of the river. And here's your host,
Mick the Brit.
Oh, General, thank you so much.
Welcome to the Mick the Brit broadcast. What a week it's been. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, a special appeal on behalf of the Russell Square Cab Shelter.
Hi everyone, it's Kate from Russell Square Cab Shelter. Just asking for help, please, and support. I've been really lucky that in the past 4 years we've had a Feed the Homeless Christmas dinner here at Russell Square, and we've had such great support from London taxi drivers and the general public that I'm asking for help again, please. Well, this year, in conjunction with the Taxi Drivers Charity for Military Veterans, we'd like to reach out to homeless military personnel on the street, which there are quite a lot, and we've all seen them. I see them on a daily basis. Probably they're through lots of mental health issues, which has been really highlighted this year, and we just feel that that's an area that we would like to help this Christmas. So on Tuesday the 18th of December, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m, Jude and myself at Russell Square, along with some helpers, will be serving Christmas dinner to anybody that comes along. I mean, we're going to have some lovely guys coming down, which are military veterans, maybe a few guys from Headley Court, I'm not really sure. We would just like to get this group of people together just for some connection, and hopefully the guys that are not on the streets can help the guys that are. And we just feel that it's our little bit of goods and goodwill over Christmas, which is really what Christmas is all about. So we would now like, if possible, and are asking for donations of warm clothing, i.e. jumpers, tracksuit bottoms, hats, gloves, scarves, chocolate, toiletries, biscuits, anything really that we can put into a shoebox and wrap, so that everybody that attends that day gets a Christmas present. So really, I'm just asking for any donations and any help. Every little thing, you know, will make a difference, even a pair of socks. So if you're passing by on your way to King's Cross or Euston and someone bought you socks last year that you're not using this year, if you could drop them into us, it would be greatly appreciated. If we could possibly have any donations by 4 p.m. on Sunday the 16th, just so we could wrap the boxes and get them all ready. Can I just say thank you to the Taxi Drivers Charity for the Military Veterans for their donation, and obviously working in conjunction with us to do this. Also the Cabman Shelter Fund that support us and allow us to do this every year, and Plan Insurance that have kindly made a donation for the meat and the food that we will need during the day. And just thanks to everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody that comes will. Thank you for all your support, and Merry Christmas.
The Mick the Brit broadcast.
Whatever your taste, whatever your interests, there will be something for you in our programmes.
Day one, dateline, 2 minutes after four, and my location is, yes, the old lady, Threadneedle Street itself. And there's quite a lot of cabs here, and we've all grinded to a hook, and there's quite a few of them. More in a minute.
Please, we'd smash up London. All we've done today is normally between seven and seven anyway.
We've had that conversation already about the swarming. They've got the old Extinction Rebellion with doing swarming. They arrive, they inconvenience, we start to move on, take back off, they move out. So now we're asking you, you've had your time, or you will have your time in an hour and a half.
I'm assuming you understand why we're doing this.
Absolutely.
And you agree with why we're doing this.
I agree with your right to protest.
Do you agree with the reason for us not being able to come through this junction?
Do I agree with that? I have no opinion because I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, but you got to understand, the reason all these drivers are here tonight, myself included, is we've tried to engage with the City of London, and they just don't want to know. They won't talk to you. So what's left for us is to come on the street.
Safety grounds, but it's nothing to do. If you look at the statistics,
taxis are the same as
I don't know that level of information, mate.
So if you disperse us and everyone decides to go London Bridge, Southwark Bridge, Stour Bridge, we just go off, then that's what we're have to do then.
Well, I'm not just saying.
What you now, if you're saying go away from here, go away from here. And if we do go away, we go other places.
But the second thing is, you can still move.
They're doing it, so like, traffic can still move around the area. We're wasting.
We're running displaced buses. No one else is allowed in here anyway.
No, but then
they do what they like anyway, don't they? They want to move us to 5:30.
They think they're going to disperse at 5:30.
I'm going to pay the fine. Sorry.
How can you make a valid protest in an hour and a half?
The camera's being on. It doesn't affect the drivers down there or in there. We're allowed where we are anyway. So, as far as I can tell, the camera's being on won't matter.
Is it the police who said you can only have an hour and a half? Has the City of London said to you? It's the police.
Okay. Through the conversation, you've met the... He's the senior officer on the ground, so he's imposing Section 14 based on.
What we have to remember is, boys, when the police ask for assistance.
What is this Section 14?
It's not Public Disorder Act.
It covers protest. So basically, Section 14 means we can ask you to move on. We can designate time, location, and numbers. Because we believe there's going to be serious disruption, intimidation, disorder, or disruption.
Will there be none of that?
Well, all the
good characters.
If everyone sat back in their cabs, there won't be disorder.
We're not saying disorder. I'm saying disruption. Those are the sections that are covered by the Section 14, and we pick out which one.
I'm allowed to trade. I'm a one-man business. I'm allowed to trade, and you're restricting my trade between 7 and 7 anywhere in this junction where all my customers are.
I'm not restricting.
No, he's disrupting
gold or silver.
I'm disrupting my business.
Where's Inspector Hayes? Is he here? Is he gone?
Yeah, he's the bloke you're speaking to.
He's about. He's the one who took the decision.
Yeah. If we don't know it, then what?
By law, I have to take people, whether they're disabled or not, wherever they need to go.
So you're saying, if they want to come here, I'm also breaking the law. I have to break one law or the other. I either have to break the Hackney Carriage laws or the City of London's bylaws.
As long as you adhere to the regulations, you can't say you can drive through a red light because you've got somebody in the car because you need
to get. Adhere to the highway code. Yeah.
Therefore, you've got to adhere to the road traffic regulations.
Not with regards to where they want to go. If they want to go to the Ned, between 7 and 7, I'm not allowed to take them.
Because these are restrictions being put in place.
I'm legally obliged to take them.
Yeah, but then the council has set up stuff by the Highways Act and stuff like that, haven't they? That's the purpose, that's what this has been talking about.
You see how my trade's being restricted?
Absolutely, I can, yeah.
So it's frustrating, especially when you guys won't talk to us either.
Corporation of London,
Corporation, you know, and we're not helped by our own. own representation who incurs with them.
Regarding the signs, right? We've stopped where the signs are. That sign says we can't go past.
So at the moment, everything's controlled. So you can.
No, but he said we've got from 5:30, we've got dispersed.
Yeah.
If we pull up to these signs, why have we got dispersed then? Because that sign says I can't go forward anymore till 7:00. So why can he not just disperse everyone and then we stop from tomorrow? If we pull up to where the signs are, stop at the signs. We stayed until 7:00, but we're adhering to what the sign says. What's stopping there?
I'm waiting to go through the
section 14.
You can't give traffic a section 14. It's just traffic.
No, but this is your protest.
We're all waiting to go through at 7:00.
Yeah, but this is your protest area.
No, but we've got to wait till 7:00.
7 p.m. Yeah.
No, this is your... We have given you this protest.
No, we don't protest in the middle. We stick our lights on. We're flying for it.
Yeah.
We drive up to the signs and see if we can't go through until 7:00.
On the back of the document will be, there's one back on the document that shows you it will be the area that you're allowed to protest within the city.
And these businesses are coming back soon. We'll all get one.
That's your conditions on the
city.
There will be a transitional period.
There will be time for you to say that Section 14 comes in, but they'll give you time to obviously get. They're not going to turn it on. Parliament Square.
We'll see you will do what you have to do.
He's put them conditions on, and then it's from there for you to make your decision about whether you're going to abide by that or.
He's not spoken to the cab trade since he's become mayor.
And the chap in charge of surface transport.
Have you sent writings, letters, thousands of letters, and everything?
6 years we've tried to.
Yeah.
I know, my husband's a bus driver. I know that. And I know the problem. I'm originally
this is the bus
driver. Yeah, we've had enough, man. We're buses going. We're going to go.
Of course.
But Mike Brown, who's in charge of surface transport, Transport for London, a man who's on £650,000 a year.
Don't tell me, I know all the story, yeah.
It's not even met us. Well, he's met once. Another 3 meetings, he's cancelled.
Yeah, but where's the press? That's what I'm thinking. There's so many papers in this city. Where is the press?
Yeah, just look, follow the money.
But if anything goes wrong with the policemen, they'll be all together striking.
I think the police have got a very tough job to do, the police, yeah. I feel sorry for this man here because he's had to listen to all the frustration.
The Mick the Brit podcast.
Day one of the Bank Junction protest, which is week two, day number 6 in total of industrial action, where buses go, taxis go. And you could hear there a police officer of the City of London Police. I have to say, he was very professional. He answered all the questions. He wasn't horrible, nasty. He didn't speak to us as sort of naughty little schoolboys and schoolgirls, but was dealing with the frustrations. And you could hear all those voices in the background. There were frustrated cab drivers, and like I say, I thought he did very, very well. He was later to appear on London Bridge later on that day. Alright, let's have a musical break now, some musical notes now, and our first Christmas tune of 2018. Yes, it's the President's.
The Mick the Brit podcast.
It's Christmas time.
Presidents, and it's Christmas time. Yes, lights are on, decorations are up, even here at me humble abode here.
For more than 10 years, there's been peace. Everyone to his own patch. We've all had it sweet. Well, now there's been an eruption. So f***ing Belfast on a bad night.
So that was day one we just heard there, Bank Junction, where an inspector imposed a time limit of an hour and a half. In other words, we had to disperse by 5:30 or we would be given a Section 14. A Section 14 really covers a lot, and it's a part of that that they could apply, which was why it's very important, because we're not solicitors, we're not barristers, we don't know what a Section 14 is, so then they hand out bits of paper. And then once they've given it to you, you know what it is. So therefore, do not, I repeat, do not, as friendly as they may seem, as nice as they may seem at the time, do not accept any bits of paper from the police in that situation. Repeat, do not accept any bits of paper from the police. Keep your hands in your pocket and walk away. So, we did come to the opinion, well, we'll just walk away. 5:30, we won't be found. The cabs will be there with no one in them, and we'll just walk away. It's going to take ages to clear that lot. But then it does get a bit naughty, because you could find yourself in all sorts of major problems in terms of litigation down the line, and indeed when you go to renew your license. So we decided to get back in our cabs. However, it wasn't over, because we headed to London Bridge. Yeah, nothing seemed to flow across London Bridge and the associated areas both north and south of the river, and so the same police officers that we saw at Bank Junction started to appear at London Bridge, and again they tried to give us little bits of paper. And so 7 o'clock we disbanded, and in fact the police officer that was dealing with that conversation there with the disgruntled frustrated cab drivers, I have to say that when he was walking back across to the city after around about 7 o'clock, he saw me there again, because I spoke to him earlier and I said, I appreciate what you've done here. You've been very professional in having to deal with the frustrations of the cab drivers. That's all it is. And he said, no, I can appreciate that. And when he saw me at London Bridge and he started walking back the other way, as he's walking back, he saw me, waved and gave me a thumbs up. All right, so day number two, we go back to Bank Junction.
Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us here on London Taxi Radio.
Day two, week two, Bank Junction, London Bridge, industrial action. I go all the way to Cheapside and I'm by finally Grocers Hall Court. Is it the station there? And looking at Bank Junction from the west. The city policeman there, northern accent he had, he said, go on, go through. And it's 3 hours, we're not messing about. Camera's not on, it's like London Bridge, 3 hours. Go on. So that's what we've done. And yeah, somebody said earlier, they've wobbled because they knew we could create much more havoc elsewhere than all being in one place. The fact of the matter is, we wanted access to Bank Junction, and lo and behold, we've got it, and we can sit here for as long as we want. The only problem is, we can't go anywhere. No one's getting nicked. We are in the junction. Strangely enough, the buses can't use it. The irony. Anyway, more updates later on.
I mean, this is also secondary information because I wasn't there, but that is the extent of it. That is quite reliable information because I've heard it from two sources who was there, but that's the extent of it. Nothing is forthcoming. Nothing is forthcoming. So this is about having the ability to and resolve to stick these protests out. Because you know, it's now come down to who can hold out the longest.
Yes.
And there's going to be a shift from the pressure being on us to stop these demonstrations, move over to pressure on TfL to stop them from happening. I think at the moment, they're not paid consultations.
Yeah, they've already made their
even on a personal point. My sister works for the council. You know, she has to do these consultations. She said, but they never oblige them. They never have to abide by the results of them. It's phonies. It's keeping the middle classes who don't produce anything anymore. Mickey,
yes,
if that is interesting. It's the middle classes who don't produce anything, isn't it? It's got nothing to do. So they've shifted over into consultation management. That's what I'm going. Self-created jobs, isn't it?
That's
self-created
point.
Jobs.
Yeah.
But then they were still, it's like anything. It's like if you want a doctor's report on yourself, you get a doctor's, you go to the doctor who's going to give you a favourable
report.
That makes
sense.
What I mean? You can pay for whatever you like.
Yes, that's right.
You want, just so when they say they're independent and stuff like that, they're not.
Follow the money.
They've already said, look, this is what we want, and they've adopted to say what they want. Because on paper, we should have access, if it's on safety, to Bank Junction.
Yeah.
Taxis have had no access to where buses have, so buses should be free.
Well, Mick was there. We went to an RMT meeting last night.
Indeed.
After this, because they was going to talk about going into a meeting Mike Brown today. And remember, he hasn't met the trade for 9 months. I think he cancelled the last three.
He
hasn't been meeting the trade. At least this protest has forced a meeting with Mike Brown. Well, the RMT was in a meeting, and what they said was that you're going to have to have a strategy and going to have something official. So what they proposed was, because the TfL is funding the boroughs to make their borough like a mini Holland, and that's what they'll get funding for. And so to say to those boroughs, a condition of that funding is to include taxes in their traffic modelling. Now, the thing is with that, that's all very well, and we'd like to think that they would go with that. But when TfL aren't doing it themselves, aren't even including taxes in their own consultations, I don't know whether they're going to push for the boroughs to include us in their traffic modelling. We'll have to wait and see.
Just to let you know, there's a gentleman over here, and he was saying that apparently people have had a look on the perimeter, and traffic seems to be running fine. Is that something that would have been... It is not favourable for us to know that the traffic is all running fine around the outside of Bank Junction and they're kettling us in and it's all going lovely.
Well, could I offer something here? If you notice, it's taxis, but no buses. Taxis can get here now, but buses can't.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's good enough for me.
They're being rerouted.
Yeah, that's right.
They're being rerouted and they're allowed to... And they seem to be running fine around the edge, because we can see the traffic running fine around the edge down there.
Yeah.
Right? Does that mean that something like this isn't as successful as we'd hoped?
Well,
it
I think
be.
A static, I think a containment, because we are kettled, not in an aggressive sense, but we're kettled all the same, and I think a containment is the easiest thing for them, isn't it?
Well,
I think yesterday ran them ragged, didn't it?
Yes, yesterday did, and I know that if we do flying pickets, that's going to screw them. And that's still in our artillery.
Yes,
so don't think it's just going to be here or London Bridge. I would think, I think when the heat has to be risen a little bit more to make that boil, then that's what might happen.
I'm also hearing that, you know, whether it's just Chinese whispers, is about the fact that they are now going to rethink that consultation on Tooley Street.
They're still going to run its course till January.
It's going to run its course till January.
I guess they can't have that rescinded now because it's out there. But nevertheless, I say they should, because it should never have gone to consultation. It should never, the thing is, you're being consulted against, aren't you, with it going to consultation, because you know it's weighted against you. And that's the problem. And I think if TfL allows that, and I'm sure there's a hierarchy, but, you know, you can't say, who commissions this? Who is doing that? Mm. Because it's got to come from the very top, as in, if we've integrated into public transport and we are part of a regulated trade, and if they want to champion us, it would never have been commissioned from them at the top, would it? Ever. So you've got to only take from that actually they're working against you. They're working against the best interest of the cab trade, and you sure as hell know when they give funding to Mini Hollands, considering they're $500 million in the debt, when they're giving funding to boroughs to do Mini Hollands, we're not going to be included in that, because they say to the boroughs, go on, do what you will with the taxi trade. And they're not going to, first time ever, they've got the means to do something about us.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Hi everybody, this is Joe Lewis. Myself and John Cox have been working hard in our studio, writing and recording our brand new single, Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without You. And we are thrilled to say that it will now be available from Monday, the 26th of November, 2018. Although it is available to pre-order on iTunes from Monday the 19th. So go on, order your copy and stick it in your stocking for Christmas. It's a cracker. And we guarantee that you'll be humming it all over the holidays. And I don't know about you, but having a Christmas single in the stores, it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Thank you so much for your support. Have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Walk in
the
park.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Continuing with day two, Bank Junction, of part of our Where Buses Go, Taxis Go demo. Day two, week two of the London Bridge and now Bank Junction industrial action protest. Where buses go, taxis go. That's the message. And there's a chap here, his name's Lex. We first met at Gresham Street when I was going to the Piccolo to get a cup of tea before going onto Cheapside, and Lex was in front of me and I followed him, and I did notice, very nice chap, young man, just by chatting, and I tell that, well, he'd lost his badge, or he was a new cab driver, quite a recent cab driver. And, well, it's the latter, it turns out. Lex, welcome, and thank you for speaking to us. So, how long have you been a cab driver for? Now, I'm asking this because, you know, you look quite, I don't know, how old are you?
I'm 25, and I've been a cab driver 7 months.
There you go. And yet there are some old dinosaurs out there that are still you know, thinking they've had it off because they're working, and you, as a young man, young family, and you know, you've got to find them money rather than somebody sort of semi-retired or part-time. You're actually putting your neck on the line here, so to speak, with everyone else here, the thousands of others. Yeah, and we're here on Cheapside by Grocers Hall Court. Now, was that a Blue Book point?
When yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It was
for
me as well. Mind you, this was a building site. I think they just had huts and tents when I'd done the knowledge.
Okay.
So, no, it was just a building site then. I guess these protests, this last week with London Bridge and here at Bank Junction, what was it that sort of lit the fuse for you to thought, I want to get proactive here? And
well, of course, I mean, like I say, I've only been doing the job for less than a year, but you can see already, you know, with certain things of where the roads are going, it's making our job very hard. Every job you do, you have to think about, you know, not even the most directly, you have to think, right, what bits of traffic or what bits of nonsense am I trying to avoid? So, you know, it's already bad. If it gets worse and we let things go, then who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how long it's going to run and how our job's going to be there for, you know? So
the value of doing what you've done, what you've put yourself through, like everyone else.
Yeah, we've invested so much time into it.
The value of that's going to go down, depreciate.
Yeah, of course.
So, therefore, you're saying you want to maintain what we've got now before it gets any worse.
Of course, 100%.
There's several ways of venting your voice, but are you with an organisation or group? Or
yeah, I recently joined LTDA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, where's your inch diary?
No.
They've not sent you one, or have you ditched it?
No, I've got it down here. It's right here, yeah.
Right, okay, so there's the orange diary. Yes, the coveted orange diary, but you're not hard up for a voucher. Yes, sir?
What's going on?
Right, see where the traffic lights are?
Yeah.
Well, we can't go past there till 7 p.m.
Right.
Because that sign there.
Right.
7 a.m. Buses, cycles and buses, aren't
so
they?
So is everyone sort of getting together?
Yeah, so we're there now, we're there and the buses aren't, no. But we're basically where buses go, taxis go.
Right.
Why not?
Okay, and they've blocked it.
They've restricted our movement for 12 hours during the day.
And so you're sort of in a nice way protesting, saying
we've been down the political route and nobody's listened. The head of surface transport, Mike Brown, who's on 600 odd grand a year, supposed to have had 3 meetings with us in 9 months. He's not, and today he did. So well, you've got that, and well, obviously this is with the Corporation of London.
Can you tell us what's happening?
Yes. Cabinet's
on a strike, are they?
Not on strike, so no. See this sign here, look, this with the blue circle on the cycle. Alright, so all the best for you, thank you.
Yeah.
Right, well that's, and it says Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Well, that means cycles and buses only.
And not taxis.
This
is the Corporation of London, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, sir, yes.
I live here, that's stupid.
Right, okay. Oh, really? You live here? This is interesting. So, basically, where buses go, taxis should go. That's all we're asking. And you can tell a taxi because it's a certain shape. We're not. It's not all vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, so you've got somebody who needs to get to the Ned Hotel here. I have to stop here. You know? So, or somebody's over there. So, and that we tried the political route, sir, but nobody's listened or they've batted us away. Yes, sir. Yes. Industrial action, direct taxi.
You.
And you live here, sir?
Oh, I live in the Barbican.
You live in... Oh, right, OK. There's a lot of...
And they hate us because we're human scum. You know, we stop them kind of just building huge blocks everywhere.
Oh, really?
We're annoying. We're human.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the city is, well, it's a marvellous historical institution.
Yep.
It's almost like a principality of London, of course, the way it is.
Masonic lodge full of secretive...
yes.
Yeah, no, good for you. You're absolutely right.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Yep. Thank you. And that's it. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's not Uber. No, it's not. No, it's not about wanting more money. We just want to go where buses go.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Is brand new on DSG Records, Disco Soul Gold Records. That's by a new artist called Tilly Grace, and that is Ghetto Superstar, the Nigel Lewis Chill Mix, right here on the Mick the Brit broadcast.
For more than 10 years, there's been peace, everyone to his own patch. We've all had it sweet. Well, now there's been an eruption. So fucking Belfast on a bad.
And we continue with day two, Bank Junction, with our protest, our industrial action, where buses go, taxis go.
Your organisation didn't call for this. In fact, they're not supporting it. They've not said nothing about it, and they've not given their support to it, the LTDA.
Yeah.
Well, I presume you were sidestepped when you was getting your badge at Palestra and said, well, now you're a taxi driver, come and join us. Which is how it goes, I believe, with a nice little goodie bag as well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't personally read into too much of it.
No, no, you just hear
things, you know.
That's right, and obviously, you've got to be in so, because it's so easy to get into trouble with this business, because people in the back of the cab, they went the long way, and before you know it, they put a complaint in, they have to investigate it, and therefore you're on offer. But if you've got the right representation, it turns out that, more often than not, that you'll be found innocent rather than guilty.
Yes.
So, it's always good to have a good bit of support in the background.
Yeah, we're on our own, aren't we?
We are, yeah, absolutely. We are on our own, and we're on offer from the passenger in the back, the judiciary, the police, and, of course, other road users.
Mm.
And a problem can arise from any one of those three.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's why I was told by other cabbie friends to get onto a union.
Yeah, but they're not, like I say, they're like... They're really like a friendly society, the way they're structured. I'm in a union, but there are, shall I say, more proactive organisations that have called for this, that support this, and have making things happen.
What are some of them? I haven't heard of.
Well, okay, well, there's the RMT, the Rail, Maritime and Transport, which is a specialist transport union. I'm a member of that, and that's the London Taxi Branch is one of, well, put it this way, the RMT is a big national union with 30,000 members, and you see they're very strong for their tube workers.
Yes, exactly.
So we're not saying that we wouldn't get that support, but your branch is only as strong as its membership, and so that needs to be built. And if cab drivers can't be bothered, then what chance have you got? So you've got to build an army. And, you know, and it's very hard as a specialist branch trying to get the ear of the people up top. But the difference with the RMT is the RMT will have a branch meeting every month.
Mm-hmm.
The others don't.
I see.
None of them do. But you can come. You haven't even got a branch in the LTDA anymore.
Really?
Mr. McNamara shut it down because they've got at the very top of the LTDA a thing called the Committee of Management.
Mm-hmm.
And that Committee of Management make all the decisions.
I see.
They don't want to have democratically elected, open-minded, honest people on there, it seems. Mm-hmm. Because why would you shut the branch down when it looks like there was going to be two more guys going on there? And yeah, so there used to be four separate branches for the history of the LTDA, but now north, south, east, west, but now then there was two, north and south, now just one branch, and now that's been shut down. So it doesn't look too clever for your organisation, which is why the others were sprung up.
I see.
So, but I will say the RMT, they have monthly branch meetings, which you would be more than welcome to.
Okay.
The RMT is the way their branches are structured. We, the members of the branch, tell the committee what we want them to do. No, by vote, and then the committee are instructed. They go back to the union house and they tell them what we want to do.
Perfect.
So it's a bottom upwards, if you like, it's an upside down pyramid. So that's how the RMT structured. But they do tend to take things a bit more slowly than some of this. This, you know, if you've got something that's specifically London based proactive taxi drivers, then you'll get things done quicker. But it does really, because of the different organisations, because you've also got the London Cab Drivers Club and proactive group that they started really because they were disenfranchised, disenchanted with what the LTDA were doing. They were going along to meetings, but nothing was coming out of them. There were no results. In fact, the LTDA, they didn't even care that minutes, which are very important at meetings, weren't taken, because, you know, when you went back the next time, you could say, yeah, but you said you was going to do this. And they go, did we? I don't remember me doing that. No, I don't know. No, really. No. Anyway, but if they've got, if you've got minutes of meetings, you can say, yes, you did.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's, the LTDA don't seem bothered by that either. Where we are at Bank Junction, we actually had a protest before and we got called off. But hello.
Sorry, just a minute. What's going on?
What's going on? Right, we'll see that junction down there, the Bank Junction, and see this sign in with a cycle on the bus. And then it says Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. Well, that means that taxis can't go there through there between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. So we've got to wait here till 7 p.m. until we can. So that's why. We used to be able to go through there, but then they stopped taxis.
So this is a protest?
It's a protest, yes indeed. And our protest is quite simply, where buses go, taxis go.
Absolutely, it's a service.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but yeah, we're not after anything else, just where buses go, taxis go.
People should have the choice.
Exactly, yes, no problems with that. I don't believe in monopolies. People should have the choice. Don't have a problem with that. But we're here to fill in the gap. You see, somebody in a wheelchair, for example, we are the only wheelchair accessible vehicle on the road. But somebody wanted to go to the hotel or across there.
It's nothing to do with all the people over there.
That they drive all these cabs.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Did your friend have a name?
I don't know who she is.
It doesn't matter. She's a lady cab driver. We'll leave it there. Right, so you're with one, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, it's like eight. There's eight women in. All cab drivers.
Is that all right?
Yeah, eight. Well, yeah, that's quite a good... When you consider there's only... I don't know what the stat is, but the ratio of men to women cab drivers. No, it's not a lot. It's only like...
I think there's 600 women. I believe
out of 20,000 cab drivers.
We're the top ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not for me. From the lips to the hip.
Not me, from the lips to the hips.
And my fat ears. I'm getting old.
The hips don't lie.
The hips don't lie.
Okay, shall we carry on?
Lips. How long have you been a cab driver for?
Just over 14 years.
14? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is that, am I still a butter girl?
Not a butter girl. No. 14 is, you've got to renew your bill 3 times. All right, so you've done that already. So no, you're
experienced.
Nights or days?
Days.
Early days. I mean, are you a mum?
I am a mum.
So did you sort of take the kids to school, then go to work, and then come home and pick them up?
Yeah.
Which is, the job's ideal for that, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's getting harder because
you've
got to put more hours in now, isn't it?
You do, and the night men are having it harder, so tomorrow they'll come out earlier.
Exactly.
And that infringes on your working areas. So, yeah, not easy. So where and when did you do the knowledge?
Where?
Yeah, where?
In London.
No, I know London, but I mean, did you go to school?
Yeah, I went to Knowledge Point.
Well, so did I. And in fact...
I live in Islington.
Do you?
I do.
Right. Okay, isn't it? Yeah, so it all started there, really, for you.
Yeah. Mm. My dad was a cab driver.
She's from a family of cab drivers.
I am.
Okay.
Lots. There's 8 at the moment.
8 cab drivers in your family?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Islington?
I did, yes.
Did you? Anywhere near Gibson Square?
I live near Gibson Square.
Do you?
I haven't always lived there.
Have
I live
not?
On Liverpool Road.
Do you?
I've done
that. Nice.
Is that where you live?
No.
Old Manor House to Gibson Square, is that what you mean? Sorry.
Well, yeah,
a bit low on the uptake.
That's all right.
Low on the uptake.
No worries. I'm south of London, yeah. So I'm the one that does go south and don't mind south. You Arsenal supporters are the same, aren't you? You had 2 of your best players from us, by the way. Kenny Sampson and Ian Wright. They came from Crystal.
Kenny Sampson.
They come from Crystal Palace. Yeah, and I had dinner not so long ago with Charlie George.
Oh yeah, Charlie George. He's always in the Cali, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah, he's a well-known celebrity and very down to earth.
Yeah.
So, if I may be so bold, can I ask your name?
Vicky.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. I'm Mick.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Vicky. Right. Okay. Well, Vicky, is this your? I'm not say it's your first one.
No, it's not my first.
It's not. So, can you remember what your first demonstration, what your first protest was about? Apart from throwing your toys out your pram. I mean, I'm talking about taxi protest. Where was it that you first wanted to get reactive?
I can't remember.
Can't you remember? Was it something to do with Uber or?
Oh yeah, down on. Yeah, I was down on Pall Mall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That big one.
Yes, I remember that one as well. Yeah.
I think, was there one before that though?
Yeah, there'd been lots before then. I mean, they were talking about putting a minicab rank in Victoria Coach Station. That was really the first one. But that's way back. I don't think he was even born then. So
that's the thing you get.
Was you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was born in the 60s.
So was I. But the latter part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Me too.
Well, no, I said yes, you too. But me, I was earlier.
Oh, 68. I was.
Ah, 63.
Someone's got to be born then, ain't
they? They have, yes. It was a very hard winter, though, that year, they tell me.
So what is this your video?
For more than 10 years, there's been peace. Everyone to his own patch. We've all had it sweet. Well, now there's been an eruption. So f***ing Belfast on a bad night.
You are the upstanding, determined people in society that is going to look after the travelling public, even though TfL don't want you to.
Yeah.
You are going to fulfil your remit as taxi drivers and what you studied to do, and you are going to be proud of studying people and represent 350 years of being a taxi driver. And here today, look, if you look around, just take a look around.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, take a look at that. And we even have a few women here.
So I'm...
The taxi crane represents every single individual that you see in London. the taxi trade are symptomatic of what is happening in London. But we have decided to take it by ourselves and stand up for ourselves for once. And with that, we have got Duke Street Hill and Tudor Street.
No surrender!
It is now Christmas, isn't it? So, you've got to go back to work. We've all got to go back to work because, let me tell you something, and this is really important. None of us did this to be smashed about from pillar to post. None of us did this to buy into the political turmoil or be a political football. We did the knowledge to go out, work hard, go home and feed our families.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
This, all this, if you are here now, all this is up and above anything we bought into. So what I say, go home, go to work, have a great Christmas, and in January we'll be in Tottenham Court Road because they are here.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. I don't know whether to laugh or cry as I make my way back to the cab. That's it. I don't think there's any more. The end of industrial action for today. I think for this week till Christmas. But then we're back, January, Tottenham Court Road. Shots have been fired across bows. All right. So, yes, we were told that, as a result of a meeting, that they couldn't actually say that would be TFL or Mike Brown at the moment because the consultation was still going on. But having said that, we would be allowed to go down Duke Street Hill and Tooley Street to be included with the buses. However, having said that, I had a representative there at that meeting. That would be Andy Nichols, secretary of the London Taxi Drivers Branch for the RMT. And the next day, the LTDA published a email to their members. And within that email, it said, reading between the lines, that we would have access there. So it didn't definitely say that we would. And secondly, we was urged, all of us, to fill out the consultation. Well, that raises questions. Why would we have to fill out the consultation still if the decision had already been made? Effectively, nod, nod, wink, wink. That's the first thing. And secondly, as somebody else said, why is it that somebody just pedals through there on their way to work and then 8 hours later or whenever pedals back through there on their way home, don't live there or live hundreds of or miles and miles away, they get the right to consult when really they're not a resident there and they're not affected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the access issues like cab drivers are. So it's still, as far as I'm concerned, personally, a question of wait and see. I don't know who to trust anymore, and that's terrible. I know I'm a cynical person, and I'm just demonstrating what this broadcast is about, which is commentary and opinion. That's pretty much what it is. And a bit of hyperbole and having a laugh, that kind of stuff. However, this is very serious stuff. And time will tell. It has enabled us to go back to work, and I would like to thank each and every one of those drivers that did show up, because it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and hopefully we do have Mike Brown, TFL, on the rails. And you should know that I think somewhere in the region of 20,000 leaflets were printed, two different leaflets, which were given out to the public on the bridge and at Bank Junction. And I have to say, even what you heard there were those sound clips or speaking to general members of the public walking by who work in the area,
that they had or we had their support. So that's where we're at, and we will continue our protest by industrial action at Tottenham Court Road in January.
London Taxi Radio! Hello everyone, that was a wonderful show there by the great Tom Jones, and here we have in the studio to justify himself, we have former public carriage officer, examiner and a trade saver extraordinaire, Courtney Jar Rastafari Connell. Courtney, hello, good evening, welcome. Yes, Courtney, you wasn't on the bridges and you wasn't at Bank Junction this week, last week. Would you care to explain why? Well, I has got an electric taxi, you know, and I've got to work in it, you know, and but Courtney, that's no excuse, surely. The trade must stick together, mustn't it? Mustn't it, Courtney? Well, I, you know, Rastafari, we must stick, but we also got to work in it. We got the bills to pay, you know, I've got my electric taxi, you know. Yes, Courtney, it's a bit of a sore point, that, isn't it? I mean, £70,000. Yes, well, you know, I like the motor, you know, it's a nice looking vehicle, isn't it? Yes, Courtney, yes.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
So here we are, just you and me at Christmas time, knowing that I am yours and you are mine. I close my eyes and I can see the vision of what you mean to me. It's Christmas ain't Christmas without you. Walk in the park, the bells they ring up in the spire, warming ourselves around an old log fire. I close my eyes and I can see the vision of what you mean to me. 'Cause Christmas ain't Christmas without you. When it warms my heart to say that tomorrow is the day, and I know another Christmas time with you.
Mick the Brit Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lewis. Myself and John Cox have been working hard in our studio, writing and recording our brand new single, Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without You. And we are thrilled to say that it will now be available from Monday, the 26th of November, 2018. Although it is available to pre-order on iTunes from Monday, the 19th. So go on, order your copy and stick it in your stocking for Christmas. It's a cracker, and we guarantee that you'll be humming it all over the holidays. And I don't know about you, but having a Christmas single in the stores, it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Thank you so much for your support. Have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Walk in the
park. Hi everyone, it's Kate from Russell Square Cab Shelter. Just asking for help, please, and support. I've been really lucky that in the past 4 years we've had a Feed the Homeless Christmas dinner here at Russell Square, and we've had such great support from London taxi drivers and the general public that I'm asking for help again, please. Well, this year, in conjunction with the taxi drivers charity for military veterans, we'd like to reach out to homeless military personnel on the street, which there are quite a lot, and we've all seen them. I see them on a daily basis. Probably they're through lots of mental health issues, which has been really highlighted this year, and we just feel that that's an area that we would like to help this Christmas. So on Tuesday the 18th of December, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m, Jude and myself at Russell Square, along with some helpers, will be serving Christmas dinner to anybody that comes along. I mean, we're going to have some lovely guys coming down, which are military veterans, maybe a few guys from Headley Court, I'm not really sure. We would just like to get this group of people together just for some connection, and hopefully the guys that are not on the streets can help the guys that are. And we just feel that it's our little bit of goods and goodwill over Christmas, which is really what Christmas is all about. So we would now like, if possible, and are asking for donations of warm clothing, i.e. jumpers, tracksuit bottoms, hats, gloves, scarves, chocolate, toiletries, biscuits, anything really that we can put into a shoebox and wrap, so that everybody that attends that day gets a Christmas present. So really, I'm just asking for any donations and any help. Every little thing, you know, will make a difference, even a pair of socks. So if you're passing by on your way to King's Cross or Euston and someone bought you socks last year that you're not using this year, if you could drop them into us, it would be greatly appreciated. If we could possibly have any donations by 4 p.m. on Sunday the 16th, just so we could wrap the boxes and get them all ready. Can I just say thank you to the Taxi Drivers Charity for the military veterans for their donation, and obviously working in conjunction with us to do this. Also the Cabman Shelter Fund that support us and allow us to do this every year, and Plan Insurance that have kindly made a donation for the meat and the food that we will need during the day. And just thanks to everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody that comes will. Thank you for all your support, and Merry Christmas.
The Mick the Brit Podcast.
Well, that's it. There is no more. Thank you very much for downloading and sticking with us this far. We will be back next week with another Mick the Brit broadcast, full of commentary and opinion and hyperbole. Have yourself a safe week. Keep those doors locked. Keep the pissheads and the nutters out. Tis that time of year again. And don't forget, download the Joe Lewis, John Parker, Christmas Without You Christmas single, which we featured here on the broadcast today. And of course, don't forget to take your donations to the Russell Square Shelter for their charity thing, which is happening on the 18th of December. Ta-da.
Good night and good luck to you all.